The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think probably the biggest thing is just expecting a completely different game and different battle, knowing what's at stake, and it's a preliminary final, and we've met so many times over the years in finals and always had great battles. So we're certainly not expecting the dominant performance that we had last time. We're expecting a goal-for-goal grind that goes down to the very last moments, and, you know, expecting a big crowd and a big atmosphere as well. So, you know, as a preliminary final should be, that's what we're preparing for.
And you're talking of heartbreak this week, obviously last year the grand final, the year before that, the prelim final, the Vixens just seemed to get you by one goal.
Yeah, not so much, to be honest. I think we're just really playing the game that's directly in front of us, and we've had to really fight and battle to get third place at the end of the season, and then, you know, it was a real dogfight against the Mavericks to get over the line in the end, and we're just super excited that we have another game to play, and we're really confident in how we're playing. We're believing that there's more in us, and irrespective of who it was going to be, whether Vixens or Thunderbirds, we're just going to get out there and give it our absolute best.
How much confidence do you take from that Mavs game? They were such an informed team, they had so much momentum, and you've ended their season now and you get to carry on.
Yeah, huge confidence, and I think probably most importantly to overcome a little bit of a nervous start and a little bit of a rough first quarter where we're under pressure, but just to see everybody be really calm and composed and trust the game plan to come to life and to back themselves a little bit more under the pressure of the final. And I thought we worked our way into the game really well and obviously got that deficit back pretty quickly in the second quarter. And, you know, to get up by one at halftime was a great outcome. So I just think we worked our way through the challenges of the game really well. And hopefully that's demonstrating some great growth in some really tough times out on that court when the pressure's up. So a great outcome and a great performance overall.
Off the back of that performance, you're one win away now from making the grand final. Talk us through what that means to you.
Yeah, I think probably, you know, our minds go around purely on winning this game here, and what it means is then what we, I guess, will turn to once we're in that position where we know what it looks like. So it's not so much right now being driven by getting into the grand final. It's being driven by performing really well in the preliminary final and hoping that the quality of our performance and how we stand up is good enough to get the job done. It's not about looking too far ahead. It's really about being in the moment and continuing to play our great netball that we have the past few weeks, but also the clear understanding that it's a do or die final again and you need to show up and play your best. So that's what we're locked into.
And of course, at the start of the season, you know, so many rounds, you had a full strength team, all of those injuries. Did you think you'd be able to make it to this point, at the pointy end of the season?
Yeah, I think there's been, you know, a bit of talk about that as to where we are now. And I think we've really acknowledged how tough this season has been for us from day one of pre-season, even the off-season heading into the start of the campaign with the losses that we had in personnel. And then also just riding the roller coaster of injuries and outs for the majority of the season. But I think all that unrest and tough times and uncertain nature of what the season has been like for us has really held us in good stead now. And I'm hoping that we really see the outcomes of working through that adversity as a collective group. And to be in a preliminary final and fighting for a spot in the grand final, it's a brilliant achievement. It's a privilege to play in a prelim final. We want to make sure that we maximise the opportunity that we've worked really hard for.
You said there, those injuries that sort of build character. Would you say getting through that period has made you a better team overall?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, players have had to learn to play the game differently with the personnel that we haven't had. We've had to find different ways to go about our business. We've had form issues. We've had all of those challenges that majority of teams face, but it's come together at the right time for us through some tough conversations, through some real investment into team, and all of those elements that are really critical if you want to kind of reach your potential. So we've tracked really well the past month, and hopefully there's another step forward for us to take.
You mentioned the Vixens game before, how it's going to be completely different to that win of just about a fortnight ago, but can you still take anything from that game at all?
The confidence to know we can beat them, I think that's most important. And I think, you know, we've beaten every team in this competition bar the Thunderbirds so far. And we've played some really good netball and we've been way off the mark at different times as well. And I think what's happened before is a very small part of what's about to happen. And I think when you step on court on, you know, a minor semi-final or a preliminary final, it's about what you do in that 60 minutes, and everything else before it is really non-comparable to what you need to do in that moment. So for us, just standing up, showing up, playing with confidence, backing ourselves, if we can do that, we know we'll put ourselves in a really good position.
And the Vixens, this weekend, and hopefully the Thunderbirds a weekend up. Two games away from home. How confident are you can win those two? Obviously, your form away from home has been the strongest part of the season.
Yeah, it has, and I think you just embrace the challenge. And again, it's a preliminary final. We're grateful to be in it. We want to make the most of it, whether it's at home or away. It doesn't matter. Play it outdoors if we need to. We'll get stuck in if that's the case. But we really just want to make sure that we're right in the moment, enjoying it and playing some really hard netball. And we travel really well together. We've performed really well away from home. We get really locked into each other and our fever bubble in away games. And that was something that we need to really draw upon on Saturday night.
You mentioned those tough conversations. What were they like, and was it sort of after that Mavs game during the season where I know you were really disappointed with what you put out there, but since then you guys have, you know, gotten better and better every week?
Yeah, I think bits and pieces across the course of the year, and you know, we really did have a very challenging middle part of the season where we were so up and about in the first half and tracking really well, and then we just started to be quite inconsistent and everything became a little bit more of a grind and a bit tougher, which is typical for mid-season, but it just was a little bit more challenging for us, and we really had to drive a layer of accountability in the group as to who we wanted to be and how we were going to get there. And the players really turned a corner and just really investing themselves into a full team focused effort. And it can be tough when you're inconsistent and you're up and down that you can be really consumed with your own stuff at times. But the group's done a brilliant job over the past month and a bit to really give everything they've got to team. And we're playing a really spirited team brand of netball at the moment, which is great to see, and everyone buying into it and thriving at the moment, which is great to see.
There's no mid-season trip to the pub.
No, not quite, but there was definitely a mid-season conversation over the past couple of weeks around just letting go of all of the weight of expectation and the pressure that sometimes I think we can put on ourselves to be great all the time, and understanding that winning and losing is a part of the business. You know, we were having some really tough conversations with the team, but we're still sitting third on the ladder because our expectation of what we want to be and who we want to be is really high. So I think once we just release that weight of expectation within the group and just, you know, put a new level of ownership to just get out there and play and do what you're great at, has seen us turn a big corner. So hopefully more of that to come and really standing up on the weekend.
Talk to us about the Kranzberg twins. Obviously Zoe gets the job against the Vixens and then Jordan does the job against the Mavs. They're such a dynamic duo but so different on court.
Yeah, really different, and I think both have played really important roles for us this year, and there are different times where you need, I guess, the steadiness and more defensive prowess of a Zoe. And then you saw the, you know, the brilliance of Jordan on the weekend with an ability to let the ball go and be really brave in attack too. So it's just tapping into what skill set we need at any point in time and how we might want to open a game or close a game or what we want to inject. And those two have done a really good job, particularly over the last month, of just kind of having each other's backs and playing whatever role the team needs from them. And, you know, it's pretty difficult when they're sisters and, you know, sharing the same bib at times. But they certainly make that centre position for us a real weapon when it's up and firing.
And you touched on it before, but the Vixens, sort of their end of season form has left a little bit to be desired. Is that for you a confidence, or because this is finals, this is a different ball game altogether?
Yeah, I think really respecting the Vixens in the fact that, again, they'll probably be very similar in parking everything that's been and really just show up on this game, because at the end of the day, you win this game and you're in the grand final and all of the form before it and, you know, near misses or wins or whatever, they do become really irrelevant. So the Vixens are the defending champions. They've got their premiership team that still sits there. They'll know how to show up for a prelim final. But I guess what you look at in their current form is it shows vulnerability, and, you know, it is up to us to work really hard to try and expose that. But we know it's going to be a really hard job to do to try and get to that point in time. But yeah, we're expecting Vixens at their best, and we'll be demanding us at our very best as well.
How important is the start going to be away from home against, you know, a side like the Vixens, reigning premiers? How are you going to just get on top of them and get that, I guess, that mental edge?
Yeah, look, I think the start's important, and I think obviously we showed on the weekend that it's not the be-all and end-all, but it does make a difference. And I think when you're in a preliminary final, there's going to be nerves and pressure early that you just want to get into the groove of your game plan and get your connections going. So just being in and around the mark and having a really consistent opening term is probably what's most important. And I think if we can do that and get our game plan building, know that it will take 60 minutes to get to where we want to go to, that patience early I think will be pretty key.
Ruth Ariane came on with an immediate impact last weekend. How exciting is it to see her finding form after her injury battle?
It's so good. And I think, you know, we've made a really conscious effort to get her out on the court as often as we can since she's been back. And, you know, we've had a little bit of load limitation there when she first came back, and we progressed it every week where we possibly could. And she's had some great opportunities to start games and run out games and see what it looks like. And you're really just now starting to see, I think, that confidence in her grow. And, you know, she's been able to play all three positions for us this season and absolutely shone back at goalkeeper for us, was a real threat. And it's just great to see her playing netball again, but her confidence is back, her belief in herself is back, and just the smile on her face when she does something great out there, it's pretty infectious to the group. So what an asset to have back into our team in the second half of the season.
Prelim finals haven't been your strength recently. I think it's lost the last three. I don't think you've won one either, sorry to let you know that, but what can you do differently this time around? What have you learned from those previous?
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I think they're very, very hard games to get through. I think they're probably one of the hardest games to play because you're so close to where you want to go to. And I think it's just really about being in the moment. And, you know, you take learnings and lessons from every game that you play, and, you know, some of those close losses at the end of the season, beat in a final, really shape and frame what your next season looks like. And I just think for us as a team, we've gotten so much better at handling the hard stuff as a collective group, and we know to win on the weekend it's going to be hard for 60 minutes, and we just need to keep our heads in it and know that when moments of opportunity pop up, we need to put our shoulders back, get our heads up and attack those moments with absolute conviction, because prelim finals wins don't come to you, you have to go and get them. So we want to play this game on the front foot and give it everything we've got.
How do you stop someone like Lily Graham? She obviously didn't play last time you guys met, but she came on, you know, against Thunderbirds and did a great job against their division.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, she's had a tough season with injury and not a lot of court time. So I think, you know, we really need to anticipate her rolling on at some point in time and them obviously activating their double super shot threat, which will be something that we'll be really well prepared for. And, you know, a new player comes on the court, you just got to get into work straight away and not allow them to get comfortable. So as much as we want to challenge, we know that those types of changes too come with a bit of pressure on shoulders. So we want to maximise those moments as best we can. So we'll prepare for all of Vixen's changes that we've seen across the course of the season. And know that when those changes are happening, we're potentially doing something right. So, yeah, we'll be ready for everything, and whatever the game presents, we'll attack it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.